Both progressive and conservative organizations say they expected not to get final results in the presidential election last night, and they're prepared to wait. Josie Diebold is a leader of the Buffalo chapter of Standing Up for Racial Justice, or SURGE, a group backing former Vice President Joe Biden.
We know that it's going to take at least days for all of the states to be able to count all of the ballots and to really get the official election results. And so we know that that's a little wonky. It's a little different than we're used to, thanks to just the pandemic and the environment that we're living in right now.
Diebold says SURGE would accept a legitimate victory by President Donald Trump, but that they want to see every vote counted first. Steve Filano, founder of the Second Amendment advocacy group 2ANYS, agrees on the unusual election circumstances.
I think that the results will be legitimate, however they come out. I do think there's going to be very aggressive litigation either way, however, just because of the nature of this election.
Filano says most of the members of his organization would probably prefer Trump to win over Biden, but he also has a darker prediction about how much the outcome will matter.
We're an empire, frankly, in decline. We're not one country anymore. I think this year has proven we're probably 8 to 10 different countries that are all based on various levels of identity politics. I don't see how either candidate is able to put all those pieces back together effectively.
Vice President Biden spent much of his campaign talking about the need to unite the country and restore the, quote, soul of America. Several polls throughout the Trump presidency have found that the majority of respondents believe the president has worsened the country's divisions, particularly when it comes to race relations. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.